This is Teddy Teapot with Teddy Mellencamp.
Hi, guys. Welcome to this week's Teddy Teapot. I am super excited to welcome on Kathy Hilton. She's a proud mother, fashion designer, and passionate philanthropist, not to mention freaking hilarious and a walking meme. So let's bring her on, ask her all of your juicy questions, and have a little fun, shall we?
Hello.
Kathy. Whew.
Hi, we did it.
We did it. Thank you so much for joining us this week. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us over here at Teddy Teapot.
Well, thank you for including me.
How's it going? You just got to New York?
Just got to New York last night. It was raining. And so Kyle and I had just a quiet little dinner at Serafina's last night. And we had a few good laughs. She was staying downtown. And I said, come up here, you know. And so we had a great time. And I walked into my apartment and I forgot that I had somebody that I'd said it was okay for my old assistant to stay here. So I walked in and there were shoes.
Oh,
there was clothes on the floor. I'm like, somebody's been sleeping in my bed. So anyway, I figured it out. She was supposed to come for the weekend, but she stayed a little longer.
Well, and then she left her clothes out. Does she not know to keep it tidy?
I know, right?
Aye, aye, aye. Well, are you going to watch What Happens Live tonight?
Yes.
Is this your first
time?
It's
my first time.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Well, I just watched the episode.
Do you refer to Andy Cohen as Andrew or Andy?
I say Andy, but a lot of people say Zaddy. A lot of the housewives will say Zaddy. And yeah. Do you know what that means?
No.
I figured not. Well, that'll be a Google search for later. But no, I call him Andy. He's, of course, going to be so excited to have you on because you are hilarious. I was talking to my producer on the Teapot today about the first time that we hung out when I think you were hosting a birthday for Kyle at your house. And we came downstairs and you did prank calls and we listened.
Oh, my God. We had fun, didn't we?
So when did you become, okay, so the kind of the background of how the podcast is listeners send in their questions and then I have to ask everything. You're welcome to answer whatever it is that you want, but it's kind of rapid fire. Are you good to get started?
Sure.
All right. First off, how do you enjoy being on The Housewives and what made you finally do it?
Well, I've had first of all, when the production kept asking and asking and asking and would not let up. And then Kyle got into the mix and Kyle does not take no for an answer. So it was really yes, no, 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 maybe. Because I don't like to hurt anybody's feelings or disappoint them. So I was like, well, maybe, you know, no, 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 no. And it went on for 3 months. And finally, I was so, as you know, Kyle and I've had our ups and downs and, whatever. And so I was very flattered that she wanted me to come on so much. So I thought, I talked to Rick and he said, well, I think it's a great opportunity. You can spend some time together. And I just thought, well, it's COVID. There's nothing else to do. No, I'm just kidding.
And
I thought, all right, you know what? I'll give it a try.
And now that you gave it a try, do you think it was better or worse than you expected?
I had a wonderful experience. I could honestly tell you, I had a blast.
I had
a very, very good experience.
And is there a trip or something that was your most favorite that you could pinpoint or your favorite night of the season?
I would say that I really enjoyed Lake Tahoe. Because I was so nervous to go without Rick and I'd never gone away for 3 days like that. And so I was just like a little kid in the candy store, you know?
The scene where you're in bed with Kyle, the fan, the chips, the Red Bull, not knowing it's a Red Bull. Tears were coming out of my eyes. It was so good.
Well, I didn't have my glasses on, and Kyle made a dinner for us, and it was burnt salmon, so I really didn't eat that much. And they didn't have lunch meat to make a sandwich or anything like that. So I was looking through the refrigerator, and I didn't feel like fruit. So I saw some chips. I grabbed the chips, and I just grabbed what I thought was either a health drink or, you know, you don't usually walk into the refrigerator with your glasses on, right?
Yeah.
So I just grabbed something, and I thought it was either a soft drink. I didn't want a Coca-Cola. And so I just grabbed that, and I was scared because they said there were bears around. So I started getting nervous, and I thought, I'm going to go in, and Kyle knows I sleep with a fan. And I thought she'd be thrilled to have me in there, but she just gets very annoyed and does not have a lot of patience like that.
You know that we got a lot of flack for sharing a bed one time when we were in Provence. Everyone was like, that is so weird, blah, blah, blah. But Kathy, I'm glad that you're similar to me. Like, anytime that I've done a trip or anything, if somebody is like a good friend or my sister, like, I want to be like close to them, right? So are you with me there?
Yeah, I mean, as long as they don't snore.
True, but my husband snores, so I'm constantly having to like push him to the side. Like, go on your side.
Okay, I've got the best thing for you.
What?
And for airplanes. They're called Earmax.
Okay,
and
I'm writing
it down. It's like candle wax, and you buy them like at Rite Aid or any place. You got to get the name brand Earmax, M-A-C-S, I think it is. And it really, you can't hear a thing.
Ugh, well, I need it because the struggle is real every night. And then I don't understand why when people snore, they say like, oh, I wasn't snoring, when you like push them a little bit. Obviously, you think I'm just pushing you for fun? No.
To be mean? Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. You're keeping me awake.
And then he says, it's me. And I'm like, no, dear, that was not me because I'm not sleeping yet.
Well, husbands also do the same thing when you decide to try to watch something together, where they always fall asleep. And then when you tell them that they're asleep, they're like, no, I'm not sleeping. Well, yes, you actually were. And that's why I'm changing the channel. I don't need to watch this by myself.
That's hysterical.
Did you know that you were going to be a fan favorite like this?
Well, I mean, you know, that was the one thing I just thought, well, I don't know, you know, how people are going to receive me. So that was the one thing I thought. But you know what? Once those cameras are on and everything, and I have relationships with most of the girls, a couple of Erica, I didn't really know. I met her that night at Kyle's birthday at my house that you were at. And I don't think I'd ever met her other than that until we started filming. And I did not know Sutton and all the other girls I knew. So I was really comfortable. And I'm a girl's girl. I love to, you know, have fun and all of that. So I was just really excited about the part, you know, to go there and have a little party.
Have a little action. Oh, I loved your prank. And then aside from Kyle, who do you think was the most welcoming housewife? And who was the most standoffish? We need both.
I would say like real warm and fuzzy, everybody, maybe Sutton a little bit. And now I really, really like her, but in the beginning, and she was new last year too. So that's understandable. And she didn't know me. So she's not going to like, it's not her place to like try to, enough of the other girls like Lisa and Dory and Garcelle and Kyle. I mean, I felt pretty good, you know,
yeah.
And I knew Crystal.
I know. How did you meet Crystal?
And we both came in new together. I met Crystal through just mutual friends at different events through the last few years.
And listener question, not mine. What was your first impression of her versus now? And do you think what you're seeing on the show is true to who she is?
I have to say, somebody was asking me that in the car today. We were doing an interview in the car. And I would just say, I don't want to answer it. But I truthfully do feel of all the girls, they're all pretty passionate. And I think they're in how they feel and how they act. I don't think that anyone's putting anything on.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's been easy for me just to be myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you ever get in any type of altercation with anybody during your season one?
You know, I did not, but I'm not a fighter. I'm more of the one that's trying to smooth things out and be the, you know, the little psychologist, the therapist.
Oh, I did notice that. Not to give anything away, but the episode that I'm on, it gets heated between me and somebody. And you like look up and you start laughing. You're like, you're a little spitfire. And I was like, Kathy, like immediately I went from feeling like red and heated to like laughing and like, thank you. I appreciated that comment because it like lightened the
mood.
It
kind of deflects it. And then it just kind of just like, let's not take anything too seriously. And let's not hurt anybody's feelings or push. You know, I understand there's drama and there has to be drama. And these are all very strong ladies with opinions. But I don't like to see anybody get pushed over the edge.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I've lived it, breathed it, you know, hopefully learned from it. But knowing what you know now, would you do another season?
Well, you know, let's see. There's 15 more episodes to see.
Wow.
So, you know, that old saying, oh, we got to see how you're edited or whatever. I do believe that what you put out there, you're pretty much responsible for how you're edited. Yet, if they're only using, you know, if we're up filming in Lake Tahoe for 4 days and there's 7 other girls other than me, besides me, how much can they really use?
Yeah.
And I'm just a friend. So, you know.
Well, you're a dang good friend. But I think also people don't realize how much they don't actually show. So when people blame the edit, it's all things that you've said and done. So, you know, there really is that. But if you're not seeing a full, well-rounded person, then yes, you're going to, you know, notice their faults more than you would if you're seeing more of them. But there's no like, oh,
right,
it was the edit. It's more just how much of their life are you actually seeing so that you can, you know, because each one of the women, you can see yourself in at some point, like, oh, you know, this, you know, this reminds me of this, or this feels good to me, or this doesn't. But when they really, you know, focus in on the drama, then you miss some of the other stuff. But, you know, you say it and it happens, it's out there, it's on camera, and, you know, you kind of got to live with it.
Exactly.
But speaking of, I heard from actually Danielle, who runs this podcast, that Paris and Nikki didn't know you were coming on the show until after you started filming.
That's exactly right. They'd kept hearing. And of course, every year it says that I'm going to be on the show, you know, every single year for like the last 9 years. So when they heard it, they were just like, oh no, there's no truth to that. There's no truth. Well, they kept hearing it and hearing it. So finally Nikki called and I said, no, because I hadn't made a decision yet. And I said, no, I mean, I don't know. I've been offered, but you know, I doubt it and whatever. So then the girls were down in Greenwich Village walking around in New York City and they got a phone call that People Magazine had gone ahead and said, yes, Kathy is going to be on the show. So they confirmed it. So all of a sudden my phone was ringing off the wall. And of course, you know me, I lose my phone a lot too. So I always have that excuse. So I was avoiding the girls.
And then once you actually did speak to them, what was their response?
You know, not thrilled.
But I mean, in the same token, like they were very much so in the public eye. They, you know, on tons of different television shows, always out there. Like, how was it being in the reverse? Like now all of a sudden you're on the show. Now they, you know, they've gotten used to the idea. What do you think they're thinking?
They're okay now. I think that they're okay. Nikki is actually going to bartend tonight.
She is?
Yes, and Paris started sending me a lot of the cute memes. So that was her way of kind of saying, It's okay. I promised him. I said, look, you don't have to worry. I'm not going to make a fool of myself. I don't curse. And I'm not going to be, you know, fighting with people. That's just not who I am.
Yeah. So that's their olive branch.
Unless I get pushed.
Oh, I was going to say, there has to be some sort of everyone has a little bit of a dark side.
Exactly.
Everyone wants to know, do you think that, well, you've already said that Nikki's going to do Watch What Happens Live, but do you think they'll ever be on Real Housewives?
I doubt it. I mean, unless it was something that was one of my charities or something like that.
Yeah, something important to you.
Right. They would not. No, I don't mean, you know, they're both really busy.
Yeah. Well, one last Housewives question, and then we'll switch to more family and a couple lifestyle that people have. So let's take a quick break and we'll come right back.
Do you love witty sarcasm and talking fast? And are you longing to return to Stars Hollow for one more trip to Kim's Antiques or just to pick up a few things at Dozie's Market? Is an overnight stay at the Dragon Flame on your list of plans for a getaway? Is a burger from Luke's Diner on the menu for tonight? This is Scott Patterson. I was Luke Danes for 153 episodes and in 4 Netflix movies. I Am All In, an iHeartRadio podcast. Come hang with us. We're re-watching together. We're visiting with all our favorite cast and crew members. We talk fast. We've got a lot to say. Listen to I Am All In wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, coming back from the break, this question is kind of a doozy, but I can't really be held accountable because I'm just reading from my Instagram. During the earlier seasons, when there was drama between Kim and Kyle, were you team Kim or team Kyle?
I stopped watching the show. I was so furious.
What part made you furious? That they were fighting or that they were hurting? Like, break it down for me.
I mean, I just felt that, you know, I was very, very angry at that scene in the limousine. That was it.
Yeah.
And okay. I'd never really watched the show. I'm not a big TV person to begin with because I'm just too ADD and I just to sit still and that was it.
Yeah. No, I bet that would be hard to watch. And also raising kids and daughters in the spotlight, how was that to watch with them, you know, everybody's feedback in regards to your sisters, also in regards to your daughters, your family, like being in the public eye, like how do you process that? And then how is your way just kind of, you know, like you said, you stop watching, you don't look, or like I sometimes want to not look or pay attention to something. And then I go down deep down rabbit holes and can't stop myself.
Right. It's addicting.
Yeah. So what did you do during that?
It was very, very difficult. And there was times I did try to just shut it out, you know?
Yeah. I know. Well, I can't even imagine how hard that must be. But going to a lighter note, are you excited to, at sometime probably soon, for all of your kids to have, like, you're going to have a ton of grandbabies. You already have a good amount.
Yeah.
And what is your favorite part about being, what name do you call yourself? Like, what do your grandkids call you?
Kiki.
Kiki. Kiki. See, I had a feeling it wasn't going to be like grandma or meemaw or something like that. So I was like, I got to ask this. Okay. So Kiki.
Well, you have to go on my latest Instagram and you will see Nikki asking Lily Grace about me. And it's pretty damn funny what she says.
Can you give us this? All right. Well, so everybody, you got to go to Kathy's Instagram to see. And next question regarding family is, what is your most favorite quality from both of your sisters?
I would say they both have big hearts.
Oh, I love that.
And at the end of the day, whatever I need or whatever support I would need, or if I need to, they're there for me.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because at the end of the day, no matter what comes up, you know that they love each other. They family, you guys all love each other, and you're always in. Now we have a fan caller coming in, Kathy. So that means someone's going to call in and ask probably you a question. And then, you know, we go from there. And her name is Brianna. So Brianna, welcome.
I am such a big fan of both of you.
Thank you.
Kathy, I think you are absolutely hilarious. But I have a question, and I was wondering if you guys were both asked to do another season of Housewives, would you guys?
Well, I was just saying earlier, there's 15 more episodes to watch. So I just want to see how it all plays out. I had a great experience, a great time. I really loved it. And if everything goes well, I would love to.
And in regards to me, I never say never about anything, but at the end of the day, this year, it was really important for me to be able to focus on my family and my business and everything with COVID. My kids were, you know, my kids are little, so like they weren't in school, they were home. I know how anxious I can.
It worked out perfectly.
It worked out perfectly for what it is. And you know what? All of the girls, including Kathy, that I know, I have remained close with. And so, you know, it's like the important relationships are still there. Next caller is Catherine.
Hi, Teddy and Kathy. I was just wondering, what are your favorite characteristics of Paris and Nikki? Are there any funny moments that you guys share together that you just wanted to let us know about?
Well, I mean, I'm very close to both my daughters. Nikki is actually on her way over here, and her little girls are coming, and we're going to go have lunch and then go, you know, to the park and just do something fun like that. My daughters are just as close to me as you could imagine. And they both are smart, thoughtful, loving, giving. I'm very proud of the women that they've become. They give back. They're very philanthropic. And I think that that's the most important thing that I instilled, and that they enjoy giving back. And that is, to me, the greatest.
Aww. And there are really...
And I think that they didn't let the success ever change them or jade them.
Which is huge, especially...
So many people, yeah, especially in this industry, because I have to tell you, a lot of people, they don't want to be bothered. Don't come up and talk to them. They're like, you know... And I just am really proud of the people and the good human beings they are.
Yeah. That comes from, you know,
they're,
good
they're
parenting.
Kind. They're kind.
Yeah. They've always been so nice and kind every time that I've met them. Like, and you know, they're in your mind, you think, wow, they're going to be so intimidating. And then they're just so warm and welcoming. So that's kudos to you, Kathy, on that.
Thank you.
All right. We have just a couple last questions, which are just silly. Everyone's obsessed with wanting to know what the lollipops are that you're always eating.
Oh, I actually just left that to them. You know, that was a mistake because we were doing like a press day and I did not realize that it was on, the camera was on. and so I actually was just getting over bronchitis. And Dr. Sugarman's my doctor on Bedford Drive. And you can call there and find out. They are vitamin C little lollipops. And he's got a big jar of them. And I always grab a bunch of them. And they taste really good. And they don't have sugar.
Ooh, I need to get some of those.
And there's not a name on it or anything. But if you call there, they will tell you.
He's going to be getting a lot of calls after this podcast. He's going to be like, what did Kathy do? And then what is your typical breakfast?
Well, today I thought I need a little protein. So today I had scrambled eggs and cantaloupe and coffee. Usually I have a chocolate protein shake that's sugar-free that Teddy, it is unbelievable. I can't think of the name of it right now. It's garden something.
You're going to have to make it for me. I I'm going to need to give it a try.
It tastes like a milkshake from like the best place.
Ugh, yum. And in closing, what is your proudest accomplishment?
My marriage and my children.
Oh, I love that. It just made me emotional. And how many years have you been married?
41.
You met in high school?
I was 15 and Rick was 19. And then we got married when I was 19.
Wow. Well, I am so grateful that you came on and chatted with us today. And I can't wait to hang with you soon. We got to go get a chopped salad.
I know. We're going to have lunch and you're busy and then...
Oh, I know. We have one last thing to discuss, Kathy. I've been getting blown up in my DMs because when Kyle and I were tying one off in Palm Springs, or La Quinta, and I was dancing and you said, who is that? And everyone's like, Kathy doesn't know who you are. I'm like, she
of course I would know you, but you know what she showed me? I mean, what I was seeing was a thigh and a peculiar looking sandal.
What? Kathy, you have to be on my side with these sandals. They're really on trend.
I know they are, but I was like, who is that? Because all she was showing was your leg and the dancing. She didn't, the part I saw, I didn't see your face. So I'm like, who does she know that's wearing these shoes? I'll be honest with you.
I was dying. I'm like, I'm getting all these, Kathy's shaded you. I'm like, no, she didn't. We get along. I love her. I think she's hilarious. I'm like, and when she came on the, when they first announced she came on the show, I even said she's going to be TV gold. So, I mean, now I can be a know-it-all again because
thank
I was
that
right.
That was so sweet of you.
But thank you.
Thank
you for joining us and good luck tonight on Watch What Happens Live.
And I'm sorry about the shoes.
It's okay.
But it's funny, don't you think?
It's hilarious, but I'll do better next time, guys. All right. I'll just switch them up.
No, I just was like, who is that dancing in those shoes? That's like, those aren't dancing shoes.
Yeah. You live and you learn. Maybe one too many Palomas.
Oh my gosh.
I know. All right. Have fun in New York and I'll see you when you're back.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Stay safe. I'll see you soon, I hope.
Perfect.
Bye.
Well, thanks for joining me for another Teddy Teapot. You guys, help me. Who should I have on next? Who should I grill? I want to ask all of the questions all of the time. So please send your suggestions in over at Teddy Teapot, please. See you next week. And guys, know what also is happening on July 1st? I'm turning 40. Should I do some sort of like 40th birthday, what happens when you turn 40 questions? I don't know. Help me think, guys. Send any questions you want over to Teddy Teapot and let's get brainstorming. See you next week.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to Teddy Teapot on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.